Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Foot Traffic. We are in part two of simplifying your sales funnel. So today we're talking all about overthinking the fear of paid traffic. So we are working on this big project and you'll see it coming up maybe at the end of Q3, Q4, somewhere in there. And as we started to do a ton of research, one of the biggest things that we saw and that we learned about small business owners is the fear of paid traffic. I know I should be running paid traffic. I should be doing Facebook and Instagram ads, but they scare me. Or I'm doing them, but I'm not spending as much money as maybe I could be. Or I'm doing it, but they're not working. So there must be something wrong with me, my funnel, my business, my offer, etc. Okay. So as we were crafting, what do they need to hear? Like, what does the listener need to hear? We realize like this could be a great topic to dive into today. So we're talking all about overthinking the fear of paid traffic. Now, we are doing a scholarship all week. We are going to be giving away a scholarship to Foot Traffic Formula. This is our 6-month group coaching program. It is, I mean, I don't even know how to explain it than to say like we are literally holding your hand, helping you build a sales funnel, helping you get it converting, get it to be where you're a content machine, but you're also a sales machine and it's automated and it's converting, right? That is our goal, is to get you there. And somebody's going to win it this week completely for free. We've never gifted this before. It's a $6,000 program that we are completely giving to you. There is nothing you'll have to pay for. You just get to walk right into the program. Okay. So you can still have a chance to win. We're going to be able to do this. Actually, we'll be announcing on Thursday. So you still have time to go back, screenshot yesterday's day one training, post it on Instagram. You can still do day two and be in it. If you are already a Foot Traffic member and you've jumped in because you know that this was a great idea for you and your business to go to the next level, you can still participate too. So go take us. Anything you've paid for Foot Traffic, if you end up winning, you will just be reimbursed that money. Okay. So still time. So yesterday we talked about the freebie and how it's overused and it's just overtaught, right? The thing with freebies or lead magnets is most people, they just can't afford it, not to get to a colder, newer audience, okay? So today we're going to talk about organic and paid, right? We're going to talk about the difference. So again, the lead magnet is great when we're talking organic, but when we're talking paid traffic and cold people, people that don't know us yet, that's when it can get costly, okay? Because you're not selling fast enough. So when we say organic, that means free, okay? So when I say organic social media, organic traffic, I mean you posting on Instagram, you posting on Facebook, you doing a podcast, writing a blog post, right? It's not costing you money to put it out there, okay? Versus paid traffic, you are paying to get new eyeballs, new visibility, new audiences, et cetera, all right? So for those of you listening, first say hello, tell me who's on, where you're from. And then I want to hear from you, how many of you, let's say organic traffic is A, paid traffic is B. C is you are doing both. I want to hear from you, where are you spending your time? A, organic, primarily organic, B, primarily paid, C, you're doing a pretty good mix of both. Now, what's funny is sometimes we will see B's. We'll see people that say, I don't do anything organic. I just put money on paid traffic. Okay. So here's what I want you to understand. Both, I believe, are necessary. Okay. So organic traffic is 100% something you should be doing, but it should be to primarily warm up your existing followers. I'm going to say that again. organic traffic is to warm up your existing followers, okay? So right now, as I'm doing this, what am I doing? I am doing organic traffic. We did not spend a dollar for anybody to hear about this training. This was strictly done organically on Instagram, the podcast, our free Facebook group, right? That is where we talked about it, but we never spent money on paid traffic for this, all right? Now, what I want you to understand is organic traffic is not a great place to get new people in your circle, okay? Now, somebody's going to argue with me and say, well, I'm like, okay, listen, yes. Could you do a reel on Instagram and it somehow go viral and you get new people? Yes, of course. How many of you are doing reels that are going viral on Instagram, right? Those accounts are few and far between. It could be you. Should you be actively trying to do it? Absolutely, because it just means you're trying to put out great shareable content. Yes, you absolutely should. But how many of these small business owners right now listening have gone viral, right? There may be a handful. It is not the norm. So what I want you to understand is organic can be great for current followers. It could be something too where they maybe a current follower likes what you're doing and then they share his or her information on their stories. And then one of their friends is like, oh, what is this? And jumps on. Yes, that is more likely to happen, but it's more likely to happen because you're giving them something that they want to share, share-worthy content, Instagrammable gifts, Instagrammable service, et cetera, okay? But that only happens with amazing content worth sharing, or a gift that you send that somebody's like, wow, look what I just got in the mail, which is also a costly expense, all right? Unfortunately, when we look at this of how do we get organic to really work for us and to get new people, it is not what most business owners are doing. They're not putting out great content. They're not putting out great shareable content. Now, if you say, I am putting out great shareable content, but people just aren't sharing, which I have heard people say that before, let's think about that, okay? If you have great shareable content, but your followers are not sharing it, it is not shareable for them. It is not shareable, like it's not worthy of sharing to them. You might think you're putting out great content, but they think otherwise, okay? So when we talk about organic traffic, it is a must for your current followers, but it is not a must if you are looking at getting new people. How many of you here right now want to get new people? How many of you are thinking, I need more visibility. I need to drive more traffic. I need new eyeballs, new awareness, new, right? All of it. Raise your hand. Say me in the chat. Now, as those me's come in, because I know you want that, right? The problem is when we say, but what are you doing when it comes to organic versus paid? And most of you will say, I'm just doing organic. Yet you're coming here, your intent with social media is to get new people, yet you're saying, but I just focus on organic, okay? So now what I want you to realize is your organic probably isn't is doing as bad as you think it is, because in your mind, your organic isn't working because you're not getting new people, right? But your organic is just to warm up and engage current people to take them from maybe cold to warm, from warm to hot to buy, right? So this is where paid traffic comes in. Every day, if I want new followers and new leads, right, and I get them, 95% is coming from paid traffic. 95%, right? Now, yesterday, you guys were sharing all of the goodness from the series that we're doing. Thank you for doing that. That means the world to me. Because why? Because maybe somebody new on your platform will see it and want to come on over, right? But again, few and far between. We don't get that every single day. So when I do go after new people, I am pouring my time and energy into a lot of paid traffic. All right. Here's what I want you to think about. So let's say you have a pond, okay? And in this pond, it's your pond. You own it, it's in your backyard, okay? The pond, if you ever see my pond, it's not really my pond. The subdivision owns it. So it's not mine, but pretend like you look like my backyard and that really is your pond, okay? And you have 100 followers, okay? Or 100 fish in that pond. They're your fish, right? They're following you. It's your pond. you go to sell something, okay? Here's what you have to understand. The first launch will be your best launch, most likely, because you are getting to talk to these people for the first time and say, hey, I've got this thing for sale. Do you want to buy it? So what happens is, number one, somebody buys. That's the one person. Number one is a buyer. Number two is they didn't buy, but maybe they'll get it later. Okay. Number three, so they're a not right now. Number three is, I'm not interested in this product. Okay. Every time you put something out, those are your people. It's yes, I want it. Maybe, maybe not. Not interested. Right. If those are your three people and you keep fishing in the same pond every time you put out that offer, what happens? Well, think about it. Number one, they're the buyers. They already have that product. Okay. So now and then number three is, I'm not interested. So you keep fishing in the same pond and the only people left are the didn't buy, but maybe later people. Okay. But what's unfortunate is the fish, you still get the buyers and the not interested to have to hear about it over and over and over. Is this making sense? Can you say yes in the chat if this is clicking? So what happens is, this is how people start to burn out their list. Because imagine if you own Foot Traffic Formula, right? And every day on social media, I don't give value. I just keep going after you to buy my program. And then you're like, I've seen Foot Traffic Formula. It's not for me. I'm not interested. I continue to not give great value. I just keep saying, you should buy Foot Traffic Formula. You should buy it. You should buy it. You should buy it. You're like, I'm not interested. So what happens to you? You decide, unfollow. Not interested. That's all she talks about. Unfollow, right? The buyer, you're like incredibly qualified, not just lead, buyer decides, I don't really want to keep hearing about this either. So what do? Unfollow. How many of you have hot buyers, like dream clients, that maybe have had to unfollow your social media or unsubscribe from your email list? Okay. Most of you won't know that answer, but trust me, if that is what you are doing, it's happening, right? Okay. So now what happens is your pool gets smaller and smaller and smaller. So this is why you don't want to have to be talking about, or you don't have to be talking about your product nonstop organically, because you want to be able to just warm them up, engage them, continue to give great, great value while you are paying to get in front of new people that have not heard the offer, that have not heard the pitch, right? So this is what you should be doing when it comes to organically and paid. The only people you should try to keep selling to are the number twos. I'm not interested right now, but maybe later, okay? You can't do that organically and segment out the buyers and the non-buyers. Yeah, of course you can in email, but when we're talking social media, you can't. But you can do that organic, or you can do that with paid traffic. So in paid traffic, I can say, here are my Foot Traffic Formula members, which, by the way, we do this. We're like, here is their emails. Do not show them any Foot Traffic Formula ads. So we've taken that off their plate so they never have to see it again. Okay. So this is where you can start to get really honed in on your organic versus paid, okay? Now, most small business owners are terrified to spend money on paid traffic. Terrified. When I say paid traffic, I'm talking Facebook, Instagram, Google AdWords, YouTube, Pinterest, you name it, LinkedIn, okay? Sorry, my massive water bottle today. Okay, so with that said, they're terrified. They don't know how they work. They don't know how to set them up. They feel like they're gambling, right? Like, am I going to get anything back? I don't want to lose money. What if I put $1,000 in and I get nothing back? Okay. They are so paralyzed by this idea that they just hold back and they don't start, or maybe they've started, but they're just kind of like dabbling and they haven't gone from dabbling to scaling. All right. So what is the alternative? They go back to the pond, right? They just keep fishing in the same pond over and over and over again. And what happens is their results start to become less effective. They actually think Instagram is shrinking. Like, why am I losing followers, right? Why am I losing followers? Why is my engagement going down? And it's just because you don't have any new blood in there, okay? So they go back to the pond and they now start to burn out their list. And that's what people mean when they say that, okay? They go back to the buyers, back to the not interested, and they just keep telling them and telling them, and they're now annoying their customers, which is never a good option. We want them to continue to buy and to upsell and to cross-promote this one and that one, and not when they're getting annoyed, right? So then when you think about that, then you get the people who aren't interested. All of a sudden, they're just going, see you later. Now they don't even have time to go from cold to warm, right? They're just, I'm out of here. So small business owners have more people unfollow them sometimes in a week than they have follow them. So that means their social media numbers are literally shrinking as they're promoting on social media. And it's because we're turning people off. We're turning people away by the messaging that we're putting out there. Okay, so what are the real options? Because that is not the alternative you want to take, right? Some of you have been taking that alternative right now, and it's time to figure out, what do we do now? What is the real option or solution here? All right, so first of all, it is time to learn enough about paid traffic to make it not be scary, okay? It is time to just get out there and start doing some research. I don't ever say, I don't know about that, so I'm not going to go that route, okay? I just said to my team member this morning, I don't know anything about this topic. Do me a big favor. Could you do some research on it for me and like condense it into what I need to know? And should I go further on this route? Okay. That is where I want you thinking as a business owner. Okay. I don't know anything about this. So let's figure out enough about this to figure out if it makes sense. Okay. If you're saying Facebook ads scare me, so I'm just not going to do it, this is not what a serious business owner does. This is not what a business owner who says, I want to scale to that next level is thinking about. I promise you that, right? Because if you're not that person, if you are that person, then you will burn out your pond and those numbers will start to shrink. Okay, so this past weekend, I don't know if you guys were following my Instagram stories, but I was with some friends. We did a little mastermind event together in Nashville. We went to this amazing restaurant. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. They have one near me in Chicago and I will drive there. My husband's like, we're going to drive just to go to dinner. I was like, well, we'll probably like stay overnight. But yes, we are literally going there to eat at this place. It's called Perry's Steakhouse. It was phenomenal. And one of the people that was with us ordered oysters. And I was like, my response was when they said, oh, did you want one? I was like, oh, no, thanks. I've never had one. Okay. That was my response. And then I said this in front of all of these high-level entrepreneurs, right? Who are always trying to be better, trying to push themselves. Like they looked at me like that is not a reason you get to say no, right? Like there was no way I was leaving there without trying one because this is what it looks like to be a high-performing entrepreneur. They're like, oh, perfect. You've never had one. Today's the day, right? So anyway, so what happened? Okay, I was very nervous. You saw it on my Instagram stories. They taught me how to eat it. This is how to put cocktail sauce on. This is how you hold it. I'm literally like doing all the things, right? And I was nervous, but as you start to see me doing it, I'm like watching somebody. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do that, right? Let me just try it. And as I did it, it was like, okay, it was kind of gross, kind of not that bad. I kind of liked it at the end. And I was like, you know what? I would do it again, right? And this, you guys, is Facebook ads. You find people that are already doing it. You go to Facebook ads. They have like a whole free tutorial on how to run Facebook ads. Free. Do not tell me you don't have the money to learn Facebook ads because it's free, okay? The only way you get good at something is by trying it. The only way it becomes less scary is by trying it. There is no way that I would be as nervous to take my second oyster as I was to take my first. Why? Because I've experienced it. I understand the good, the bad, the ugly, right? And if you just haven't done it yet, this is where people, I think, ruin their marketing strategy, okay? Now, imagine if you have, how many of you have kids? I have two kids. I have a 5 and an 8-year-old, both girls. How many of you have children? Are they learning to ride a bike? Have they ever learned to ride a bike? Are they old enough yet, okay? Tanner knows and Tegan is in the process. She actually has done it a few times. We haven't gotten her on like the road yet, but she's in the driveway in the grass practicing. And when Tegan says, I'm super scared, I don't want to do this, or I'm not interested, as a mom, you wouldn't say, okay, then you don't need to, right? You would be like, no, this is going to be hard. We're going to figure this out. You're going to get the hang of it, right? You literally will force your child to learn how to ride a bike. Think about it. How many of you have said, no, actually, we never forced ours when they said they didn't want to. We just let it go. Now, there probably will be like one person that says yes to that, but 99% of you are going to be like, you're absolutely right. I made him or her. We did it. She totally fell. She got hurt. You're going to have like horror stories. Like one person was bleeding, right? But you're like, but she did it and we're going to keep doing it. You wouldn't be okay allowing somebody or your child to not do it, right? So why do we allow ourselves to do that in our business all the time? We're like, you know, funnels, I'm not tech savvy. You guys, you know how you become tech savvy? By experimenting with tech. So if you say, how many of you say I'm not tech savvy? I said that before. It's because you haven't been experimenting with technology, right? When you start to experience tech and funnels and all the things, you'll get good at it. So of course, somebody who's never done a funnel before is not tech savvy. But if you look at me and you're like, but Stacey, you're so much more tech savvy than I am. Yeah, because I've been riding my bike for years and you've been sitting at home saying, I don't think I'm gonna ride this thing. I don't know, this looks kind of scary to me. I'm not really sure. So you'll never be able to compete with the person that's just trying and experimenting, right? So here's the scary part, the real, real scary part. Is if you decide, I am boycotting this. Everybody's talking how crazy Facebook ads is right now with the iOS, and I just don't even wanna like go that route. You will never be able to compete with one of your direct competitors, your indirect competitors, when it comes to scaling to the new markets. You're gonna get your pond and you might maximize your pond, but you will never go to the neighbor's pond. And the one over there, and the one over there, and the one over there. And pretty soon, if your business doesn't grow, which it really can't organically, unless you are the viral master, right? What I mean, Tony Robbins says, like, the opposite of not growing is dying. So this is where, yes, it's scary. Yes, it sucks in the beginning. Yes, you might dabble and lose some money, but there are ways to do it slowly and less painful where it will be worth it in the end. Okay. So most people are concerned because they're thinking, what if I lose money? Like, how many of you, that is your number one concern? But Stacey, what if I lose money? Okay. Here's the thing. Number one, why are you assuming that paid traffic, which is just fuel to the fire? Okay. Think about it. Paid traffic is adding fuel to a fire. If you are assuming I'm going to lose money with paid traffic, I assume organically you are not doing well either. Okay. Now that is fair to be afraid of Facebook ads if organically you are not doing well. If you are doing well organically and people are buying and people are finding out about you and wanting to buy your thing and going to the next level, you have way less to be afraid of. Okay. Because if you already are selling organically, Facebook ads is just dumping some gasoline to make that fire explode. You should only be that nervous about Facebook ads if you have zero fire. Because if you have zero fire and you add fuel to that zero fire, to wood, nothing happens. You have to have a flame there to get it going. Okay. So for those of you that are like, well, I actually do have a flame, it's a lot less riskier. Okay. So let me also tell you this. How much could you lose by running Facebook ads? Here's what I want to ask you. How much are you losing today by not running Facebook ads? How much is it costing you to continue to fish in your pond? That's a scary question. Now, foot traffic, we've been growing like crazy. I mean, it is unreal. And you guys, it's not an overnight success. I have been building this business for the last 5.5-ish years. I have been owning businesses for the last 19 years. So please tell me when I say this is not overnight success, believe me. But we are really just like, we have been adding fuel, you guys, and our fire is getting massive. And one of the growing pains, this business, even though it's only 5.5 years old and the other one's 19, this business is now bigger than my seven-figure brick and mortar businesses. Okay. And I'm hitting growing pains. I've never hit these gross revenues before. So what happened was my credit card limit, we hit it. We hit the max. I've never hit the max of a credit card limit. I should say this. I have hit the max of a credit card limit, but it's been in that desperate situation of like, oh shoot, we're maxed out, right? This is a situation of like, we owe $0 to the credit card company, but we've capped our limit. And even though it's $0 and our bank account has lots of money in it, I can't even spend money on the credit card. Like it is paid down in full. And I didn't even know it was a thing, you guys. I didn't know that there that limit. I thought the limit meant like they're only going to borrow you like $50,000. But I thought if you kept paying it down, they would just give you more, right? So maybe I'd get $100,000 over the month. No. It's like, this is the limit. You've hit it. We're done. So anyway, I call the company. I'm like, why is my credit card declining? I paid it off in full. What is happening? The lady's like, well, you hit your limit. And then she explained this to me. And she's like, good news. Your limit refreshes. Your 30-day window is tonight at midnight. So it's not that big of a deal. You'll be able to charge everything tomorrow at midnight. And I said to the credit card lady on the phone, I'm like, you don't understand how much money I'm going to lose by turning off my Facebook ads today. That was what I said to her. I'm like, this is going to cost me thousands of dollars. Okay. So if you're thinking Facebook ads scare me, right? I want you to understand what you're missing by not dabbling and trying and understanding and all of the things. Okay. You guys, that was a sad day for the team. And let me tell you, we learned our lesson and we now have several credit cards. We had like one credit card with like the team having all the credit cards. Now we have like several different like Chase and Amex and US Bank and all the things because we were like, that is never going to happen to us again because we have to be able to fuel our Facebook ad fire, right? So anyway, what's crazy with that story, right, is and at that time, you guys, we were spending $5,000 a day on that credit card for Facebook ads. Like that's the kind of money for the day. So $5,000, which why you can see how a credit card limit can get hit pretty quickly when you're running Facebook ads and that's the kind of money you're spending. So what I want you to see here is the potential of what could be happening. So let's go back to the bike analogy. When you're first learning to ride a bike, yes, bumps, bruises, you may fall. I still remember this traumatic experience where I this is crazy that I even remember this, but just to show you, like there was an ice cream truck and I was being nice and I bought my mom something and my sister something. So I had three of these like chocolate ice cream things in my hand while riding a bike. Lesson learned, I did not do well. And I fell over the thing and it was awful. And I still to this day, probably like 30 years later, remember this story, right? Can it be traumatizing? Yes. But how do you get better? By doing, by trying. So Tegan started in the grass. Actually, I'd never heard of that strategy. And my neighbor told me, she's like, the grass is way better than the road. She learned how to do it in the grass. She's very confident in the grass. She is not confident on the driveway yet. We'll get her confident on the driveway. Then we'll go on the road. Then we'll do a bike ride in the subdivision, right? And I think what people are afraid of with Facebook ads is they're thinking like, I'm going all in, $5,000 a day budget. No, absolutely not. You might start with $5 a day. That's $150 for the month, you guys. If you can't gamble on $150 for the month, we have a problem, right? We have a major serious problem in our business. Okay. Is this clicking? I just want to like let you take this all in. How are you feeling? Are you less traumatized? Are you understanding it's normal to feel this way? What is going on? Fill me in the chat. Let's talk about how we translate this to Facebook ads, okay? So with Facebook ads, all right, if you're not willing to try, it is going to cost you future success, future growth, right? If you're sitting here with your arms crossed like, well, I'm not tech savvy, I just don't get it, right? Or I've tried it before, Stacey, and it didn't work for me. You guys, you must have had a bad funnel. Or you just don't know enough how to run Facebook ads for the Facebook ads to work. I can say that because I have run Facebook ads and built poorly, like very bad funnels. And you're right. I spent a lot of money on Facebook ads. I hired a Facebook ads manager that was good, but my funnel was broken and I didn't. So let's say this, if I was running them myself, which at one point I was, and not making any money, my funnel was broken. Or I didn't know what I was doing on ads management. Okay. Now I hire an expert, which we're talking all about hiring tomorrow. Please come back for day three. We're going to talk all about what that looks like. Okay. When you should hire, when you should not. Cause you, there's some stories I want you to hear of like, yeah, you're not ready to outsource quite yet. Okay. And my mistakes that I've made. So now you go to hire and you go to outsource, but you might have a broken funnel. You might have just a horrible offer. And they're like, I'm trying to get you leads here, but you're not selling them. It's still your job to sell. So stop allowing yourself to be okay with not learning, not doing, not being open. Okay. Okay. So a couple things I want to share. So first, if you jumped on late, you can still win the free scholarship for Foot Traffic Formula. I'm going to be announcing it on Thursday. You do need to tag me 3 times. Between now and then for each day of the training, okay? And if you want us to reach out you out, go look at what we did yesterday and who we shouted out, because you'll see very quickly like, oh, this is what it, if you want to be reshouted on my social, you'll see like what we reshout out, okay? So that's number one. Bonus points if you leave us a review on the podcast, all right? You must be a member of the Facebook group because I'm going to tag you on Thursday. And if you are not taggable in my Facebook group, you will not be able to win. Okay. So make sure to do that. Homework for today is easy. I want you to just sit and think about the real reason you are not running paid traffic. Are your reasons valid? Is it like, I really think I don't have a fire. So I don't know that I can start to, like, I've got to work on my offer. Okay. That's valid. If you're like, no, I've got a good offer and it sells, we've got to do some digging here. We've got to figure this out. Okay. Now, for those of you, obviously one person is going to win Foot Traffic Formula this week. But what we're wanting to share with you as well is this is the last time we give a $500 coupon code off of the first payment. So the program is $997 a month times six. It's a 6-month program. And we have a coupon code for $500 off the first payment. Okay. Meaning you can jump in at $497 for the first month and then the $997. Okay. So if anybody is interested in getting that coupon code before it goes away, this is the last week we are offering it. So next week, when you come back and you're like, you know what, I'm ready for foot traffic, you will see a 997 times six price tag that is permanently going up even in our bootcamp launches. So if you're like, I'm just going to take her bootcamp because I know she does her special. The next bootcamp, you will not see the $500 coupon code. We are literally doing this series as a last call, last chance. Foot Traffic Formula's price is increasing. There is a pay in full price point discount of $4,997. You can see that if you go to stacytushel.com/join. You can see all the details there, and it allows you to book a call with the team. If you're like, I'm not totally positive, I want to just get more information, I want to learn about this first, you can do that as well. stacytushel.com/join. Or if you're typing this out, you're like, how the heck do you spell Stacy Tushel? You can go to foottrafficprogram.com. That has all of the details there too. All right. So the last call for this week to get in at that price point. So tomorrow I'm super excited because it's all about signs you're ready to outsource. And then there's going to be signs you're not ready. There are people, I attract some really high performers, people that have been making millions already in their business, but it's a little messy. And they're not totally ready to outsource certain positions. And I really want you to understand that it's not, oh, do I have the money? I get to outsource. No, sometimes you have the money and you are blowing the money like crazy because you don't know enough to spend and invest in certain people. So tomorrow, it's all about when you're ready, when to know if you're ready. If you are brand spanking new, I want you to listen so that you know when you're ready in the future, because when you just don't know what you don't know. And I want you to put this tool in your tool belt of, oh, this is when I need a social media manager. This is when I should hire a funnel builder. This is when I should get Facebook ads management. Should I get an agency? Should I do it in-house? What should I do? All of that is tomorrow. Okay. All right. I'm going to grab a couple of these questions. Okay. So let me see. Oh, yay. Jamie Rose just says, I just started my first IG ad today. Well, that's exciting. Congrats, Jamie. Okay. So somebody said, mine are off for a few days while I tweak my funnel and I can't wait to get them back on. Such a mind game changer. Yay. And there, here's the thing, you guys. That's the best part. You're not committing to $5 a day or $10 a day or $50 a day permanently. When something isn't working, you get to shut it off. right? I think people think they're getting married to Facebook ads. No. So one of our foot traffic formula clients this week, she's ready to start running her ads. And she's like so excited, right? It's like dating. It's like finding the perfect person. And it may take some time, but she's kind of got this like 72-hour window of like, let's see what happens. And then we find out. So 72 hours later, we decide, did it work or did it not? You don't go on a first date. It's a bad date, but you're like, well, I'm getting married to him anyway. No, you're like, first date, maybe a second. He's okay. Maybe a third. Nope. This is my last date with this guy. Like literally, this is what Facebook ads is, right? So this is what I want you to see. Cool. Wendy says your personal experiences help a lot. Yeah, it really, really does. And the more I'm trying to really share some things with you, because tomorrow I'm going to share how I actually lost $10,000 on an outsourcing investment. This was just a few years ago. So this was somebody, you guys, who I was already a business owner of 15 plus years. I was already grossing over $1 million a year. I already had a team of 50 plus employees, and I still can make massive outsourcing mistakes. This is not for the newbie or it's not for the most advanced person. This is going to work for anybody. And I will share experiences of when I was just getting started to where I'm at today. Okay. Love it. So this is where too, money starts to scare them. You have a threshold. When I say $5,000 a day, right now I'm okay saying that number, but I definitely wasn't okay at some point. And before that, I wasn't okay at $3,000 a day. And before that, the $1,000 a day, like, gave me hives. And then when somebody said you should really up to $200 a day, I was like, what? Right? Your threshold starts to increase. Okay. So just like growing your business, you have standards. Maybe in the beginning, you just wanted $1,000, right? And then you were shooting for $3,000 a month. And then you're like, $3,000 a month? I need $5,000 a month. And then you're at $5,000. You're like, oh my goodness, there's expenses and taxes. And I'm going to need to make at least $10,000 a month for this to make sense, right? You keep raising your threshold. That is what happens with Facebook ads. So no, I'm not saying, come on over, spend $5,000 a day with me on a test. Okay. I am saying it's a process. It is a skill set. And you up it when it works. So $5,000 a day shouldn't be scary for a working funnel. It should be scary for somebody who is not converting at lower numbers. Okay. Yes. Suzanne says, is a funnel just a term to describe the people your ad will be shown to? Yes, it is basically, I kind of describe it as like the call to action in 2021. Never ever would I ever send somebody from a Facebook ad paid traffic to my website, right? I would send them to a sales funnel, which is like a website, but is a very direct, distinct, here is what I want you to do, okay? So that's what that is. Okay, I love it. We are going to get into many more details tomorrow. Come join me again in the free Facebook group, 11 a.m. Central, Wednesday, May 19th, took me a minute there. At 11 a.m., we are going to be diving into signs you're ready to outsource. If you've got some questions, bring them. I'll stick around a little longer tomorrow to really dive deep. And then again, go get that scholarship for Foot Traffic Formula. I really, truly believe Foot Traffic Formula is changing the lives of small business owners. And the fact that we are gifting this to somebody, I really, really want one of you to win this and to be able to change the way that you are. We talked about this yesterday. Are you a content machine? Are you a sales machine? How do we get you to become both, where it's automated and converting, right? Selling every single day. We have a daily huddle. One of the slides shows the sales for the last 7 days. Every single day, there are numbers. Every day. There are numbers. We make money every single day from our sales funnels. If you are not doing that right now in your business, we have got to get you there. Foot Traffic Formula helps you build that first or next automated sales funnel, or we fix broken funnels. People come to us all the time with funnels. We're like, there's a reason why you're not selling. Let us fix this for you. Let us help you get a better offer, get a better lead magnet, et cetera. And then get there. One of you are going to win that for free. So go to whatever you need to do this week. Tag me on Instagram each day. Review the podcast if you want an extra bonus entry, and then make sure you're a member of the Facebook group. All right, guys, have a great day. I will see you tomorrow back here on Wednesday. Bye, everyone. If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to hang out with me for 5 days. Yes, join us in our next live 5-day bootcamp, where we will be discussing 10 free or low-cost ways to drive more traffic, and you will be blown away by the content that we cover inside. Go to drivemoretraffic.net to get signed up, and let's get you more visible.